Hello, you're listening to CITR Radio, 101.9 FM, CITR on the CITR.ca on the internet. This is live from Thunderbird Radio Hell. I'm Ben. Thanks for tuning in tonight. Very excited to start off the show with a live performance for you. Live in studio, we have for you Sleuth.
After a drink or a few. This is this one's called "Couldn't Have Been Anybody But You," which is a vibe. And I start that one. Walking down the waters, bluer than the eyes of a deep sea diver.
Special treat today, because every song we're playing tonight is an alternative version of our own songs. All of our equipment is in a studio that may or may not have bed bugs in it, so we're working with a really jerry-rigged setup of borrowed equipment and stuff we found in the back of our closets and our dad's gear. Shout outs to Dad, thank you.
Shout out to Dads.
Shout outs to Dads.
And Rose Melberg for the drums.
So yeah, these are all very special versions of our songs. Hope you enjoy. This is Big, Big Blue.
Fire of difference reflects.
one is unreleased, and I'm going to do that annoying thing where people have to tune on the radio. But it's called Amateur because, I mean, we might sound like amateurs right now. I don't know. I mean, I kind of hope we don't, but it's a possibility. And we've got Monster Energy Drink sponsoring this one. Badlands visiting from LA and Non-Law and What, which is going to be awesome. And it might be our last show for a while. So, what can I say? Thank you.
Sleuth live on Thunderbird Radio Hell. Thanks for tuning in on CITR 101.9 FM. Do not go anywhere. I'll be back talking with the band in mere moments. What I mean is after these fine messages.
The Wise Club needs your support to keep this East Van Arts and Culture Center in the hands of the community. Join us for a four-night fundraiser concert series on June 14th, 15th, 28th, and 29th, and help keep this irreplaceable venue open. Each night boasts a packed lineup of diverse local talents, including Brass Camel, Leo D.E. Johnson, Alien Boys, Queer as Funk, and many more. For tickets, head over to wisehall.ca or check out their Instagram page, at Wise Hall and Lounge. You can also support by purchasing an annual membership or donating directly at wisehall.ca. That's wisehall.ca.
Are you interested in radio? Do you want to start your own show but you don't know where to get started? Make your radio dreams come true by joining a collective. From the news collective, the arts collective, the music collective, the sports collective, the accessibility collective, the indigenous collective, and the intersectionality collective, there's something for everyone. And we provide free technical training to get started. Explore these worlds virtually and in person, and be prepared to make fun friends. For more information, visit citr.ca/get involved.
Harmonic Hooligans, we're gonna be your three little music friends. Every second Thursday at 2 p.m., we're here for music time, CITR 101.9.
Are you interested in being advertised in Discorder Magazine? Discorder Magazine can be found in 32 locations and counting across Vancouver from UBC to New Westminster. You could be featured in cultural and community hubs across the Lower Mainland. To find out how you can be featured in Discorder Magazine, contact advertising@citr.ca. advertising@citr.ca. Rates start at $150. Ride with Discorder Magazine and we'll take you all the way.
Tune into Post Rock Friday from 10 to 11 with your host John P for the best in post rock, drone, ambient, experimental, and noise.
Join us every other Wednesday from 6:30 to 8 p.m. for Sam Squanch's Hideaway with your host Anita B, as she plays all Canadian music with a focus on indie rock and pop.
Tune in every Thursday from 11 p.m. till midnight for Copy and Paste with your host Tim, aka Autonomy, the very best in underground dance music.
Are you interested in radio? Do you want to start your own show but you don't know where to get started? Make your radio dreams come true by joining a collective. From the news collective, the arts collective, the music collective, the sports collective, the accessibility collective, the indigenous collective, and the intersectionality collective, there's something for everyone. And we provide free technical training to get started. Explore these worlds virtually and in person, and be prepared to make fun friends. For more information, visit citr.ca/get involved.
The AMS Sexual Assault Support Centre, the SASC, is a free and confidential service which provides support to those who experience sexual assault, intimate partner violence, and harassment. We provide services to folks of all genders, including students, staff, faculty, and those who have a connection to the UBC Vancouver campus. We provide crisis and short-term emotional support, legal, medical, and campus-related advocacy, and outreach and educational programs. We are located in the Student Nest, room 3130. For more information on our hours of operation and other resources and services, please go to our website, amssasc.ca, or visit our Facebook page, AMS Sexual Assault Support Centre.
Yeah.
That is a song called Protect the Night from the band Badlands off the record Floods. We'll talk a bit more about the band Badlands later, but right now we have, or I have, in studio with me, Sleuth, who just played live on CITR minutes ago. Welcome.
Three songs ago.
Welcome. Thanks for coming in.
Thanks for having us.
How are you doing? You want to, well, let's maybe introduce yourself for people out there on Radioland, and then we'll go into the exciting gear news. Maybe we'll start with that.
Well, we're going linearly here, so we'll introduce the bass player first, which I think never happens.
Oh.
I'm John. I play bass, and I also run Lost Sound Tapes.
I'm Jasper, and I'm the person who's been singing at you, and I play guitar.
I'm Julian. I'm the drummer.
And I'm Oliver. I play keyboard.
Sleuth, welcome to the show. But yeah, maybe we should, yeah, let's just start off with the situation, like the gear situation. You're all playing tonight. You were playing with not your own instruments and computers and probably cables and everything. No. What happened?
A couple of days ago, we found out that the studio that we practice in
may or may not have a bed bug situation. It's not entirely clear yet, but none of us wanted to risk going in there to get it. So, you know, in the last minute, we had to hobble together a lot of instruments that we had, backup instruments, things in our closet, stuff borrowed from family members, wives and dads, and all that kind of stuff.
Yeah, I'm using your dad's amp.
Yeah.
Thank you, Mr. Wisden.
So, yeah, I've been doing the show for, like many years. What, like 20 years? And, yeah, I have the bed bugs, possible bed bug gear situation. It's the first one.
I mean, I'm surprised it took that long.
I know.
Yeah, seriously. I've had like at least three bed bug situations in the past, I don't know, 4 years at various points, it feels like.
I'm knocking on every piece of wood to keep bed bugs out of my business.
And I'm clean. I wash things. I don't understand.
I want to blame Kelowna in particular.
This is where the beef with Kelowna began.
This is the second time in my life bed bugs may or may not have come from Kelowna. So thanks, buddy.
How was playing with the secondary gear or bro gear? Does it add an element of excitement? or is it a challenge?
I think it does, in a way. Yeah.
Keep it interesting.
Like, it certainly adds a challenge, which is sometimes welcome and sometimes not appreciated. And in this case, it was definitely both, because like it was fun to do, like in my particular instance anyway, it was like fun to be on this drum kit that I was not familiar with and had to customize it pretty quickly. But it was certainly a lot lower than I was expecting.
Okay.
So I was like, that's good to know for any future circumstances. I mean, we have a show coming up on July 8th, and we still don't know if we can access the gear yet.
So
come see us struggle on July 8th at Green Auto.
The second time. I think we'll be a bit better.
Yeah.
To be fair, I was playing my guitar. So, you know, I was at least familiar with that.
I have no excuses.
That's true. Okay. All the bass stuff was at your house.
I told these guys it was a good chance to practice dealing with crises, because it's not the first time and it's not the last time we've had these kinds of things happen to us.
The last time, I think we were at this very show, Thunderbird Radio Hell. Our old bass player at the time didn't bring his bass. Oliver and I had to do was that we had to drive to my house when I was a North fan within, I don't know how long. We made it in light speed time.
I didn't remember that.
Yeah, and I also had I only had a five string at that moment, so I had to, I remember reaching into the back and grabbing the bass maniacally and just like pulling off the low string, and Oliver's like, "What are you doing? Oh my God." And I'm like, no, I'm fixing it, I promise. And we heard, the interview start, and we were just screaming the entire ride down. But we got there in time, and we started.
Broke some laws.
I vaguely remember. So yeah, we started off with the interview first.
Yes.
And then
by necessity.
That was fun. Yeah,
I blocked it out.
I didn't listen to, because I don't like listening to myself talk. But that show was 2012, January the 5th. So that's like 12 years ago.
I didn't even live in this country at that time.
Yeah, that was 12 years ago, right after you won Shindig, basically.
That's right.
I think that was something
like now that. Now I forgot about that. To be honest,
we Shindig.
Yeah, I forgot we won. That's right.
Wasn't there a prize that you never?
I did see that.
There was at least two or three. I think it was. I'm still waiting on the merch.
Our prize was hijacked by Grimes. That's my. Oh. I have a parasocial nemesis in Grimes for that reason.
So far, you've made a beef with Grimes and Kelowna.
Yeah. Lots of beef.
Yeah. Been on the air for three minutes.
I think most people in BC have a beef with Grimes.
Absolutely.
That's fair. Yeah. That's fair.
Yeah. Yeah. I think it's possible that the merch company went out of business before Shindig even finished. It's probably what happened.
Probably.
Yeah. So that was 12 years ago. With the new gear, I would think like the keyboard would be the most different, or is it not?
The keyboard was the most different. I had to learn how to switch presets on the computer on the fly.
And Julian set the whole bloody thing
and
up.
And Julian spent a few days setting it all up.
Oh, so it took a couple
of days.
Yeah.
Julian is our equipment guru.
Yeah.
And then I think this one of the ports might be loose, but we got that sorted out too.
Yeah. Thank you for the cable, by the way. You got to witness the cable breaking. Where did you steal the cable from? So our cable broke.
It's from a printer.
Borrow.
Yeah. Sorry. Rephrase. We're giving it back.
That printer wasn't going to work anyways.
Was it like for a printer?
Yeah. It was for a printer that's not plugged into anything. But
perfect.
Yeah.
You know, which is what most printer is, but luckily we still have a printer at an office kind of environment because, you know, most people don't, I mean, who, I don't know, a lot of people don't have a printer anymore.
No, my basement has like four from all of my neighbors. Oh. We have like a weird junk floor thing in the parking lot and everyone's dropped off like their couch and like all of these printers and everyone's like writing free. It works. No one's going to take this.
Because back in the days, you need a printer to print out like tickets, like if you bought like a show ticket sometimes. But now all of them on the phone. I used to print out like a map directions, maybe.
Oh yeah, MapQuest.
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 Like, but what are you really into print out anymore? Not like, I mean, unless you're in school, maybe.
Government forms. Yeah. Sometimes they do that weird thing where they make you just print out half of the thing.
Yeah.
My mom had to fax somebody the other day. Which is like mind blowing to me that fax is still like a thing.
Apparently it's still safer, security wise, than email. So a lot of people still prefer it that way.
Sleuth says, fax everything.
Well, email is like super. Yeah, email is not very secure because it goes through everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
Not that fax. I mean, fax is as safe as like talking with someone on the phone, like on the phone
line.
Yeah. So like, if your government can tap your fax line, I guess. But I mean, I'm sure they're spending resources on like checking all the fax machines.
Resources on TikTok.
And yeah. Sleuth, let's talk a bit about the last album you put out. Was that the one that was right at the beginning of COVID or just?
Yes.
Yeah, you know.
Released April 2020.
Yes.
Yeah.
So
didn't have a release show until 2022.
I mean, we cobbled together one. We did like a live stream, which, as a matter of fact, is still archived on our YouTube page. What was it called again? It was like because our album was called
Golden Showcase.
Our Golden Showcase.
Oh yes, right.
Yeah, yeah.
Like the Showcase Showdown on The Price Is Right.
Yeah, exactly.
And because the album's called Gold.
Yeah. Right. And I had to learn how to use OBS, and that is a struggle to learn. But I did it.
On, let's say, legacy hardware.
Definitely. Yeah, absolutely.
Using a printer and a fax machine.
Yeah.
Basically.
I think, did you have an 8mm camera in use?
I did. Yeah, that's right. It was like one of those like high 8 cameras, but it had a FireWire port, and that's what I used this webcam. I was impressed it still worked. It worked fine.
One of my favorite things about Sleuth is the tech stack. Because it is all over the place, and yet it all works.
With tape.
I feel like you're one of the bands that's the best deal with challenges at shows and world, I guess, too.
That's true, actually.
You know, COVID, we'll just do it online. No base, whatever. We'll
insane knowledge bank here.
The beginning of COVID, it was interesting because suddenly there was like a lot of online. So there's like online people were playing live in their kitchen online. You get people doing pub trivia online. People playing like D&D online. There was a lot of that. It was interesting, and now even with the same technology, it seems like people are not doing it that much anymore. I guess in person is more exciting. But so, yeah, how do you feel about the album now that it's been out for 3-4 years?
I still really like it. I think it's a great record. Honestly, like it's we made it like it was interesting how like much of the, because we had like a bunch of other songs on it too originally. But then I don't remember how far along in the process we decided to actually pare back a lot of songs. And so it's only a 7-song album, but I think as a result, it's incredibly tight, and I'm really proud of it. We are actually working on some new recordings, but it's hard to find time and everything like that, you know. Work is still a thing that exists, you know.
Money in Vancouver.
And living Vancouver, definitely.
Yeah.
But But yeah, no, like, still having it, even though it's like 4 years down the line, it's like, and I guess that's partly because of COVID too, because of the fact that for a couple of years we weren't able to really play together right. properly. It still feels kind of fresh, which is nice. Mm-hmm. I mean, like,
there's still some songs on there that we haven't learned to
exactly.
play live.
Right. That's true. Yeah.
So
yeah.
sometimes,
yeah.
like, let's pick up another song from Gold and see if we can learn to play it live.
Mm-hmm. And we will. We will do that soon. Right. Yeah.
That is an interesting point because like a lot of bands come on and then they put out a record and then they say, oh, we're doing new songs already because you put it out and then you play some shows and then you're like practicing and you get them to shows for the album, but then maybe you write new songs or you happen to play differently. But then you kind of had to sit on it for a couple years when it got put out. So
it's weird. It's like it's been long enough that I've forgotten a lot of these songs at times, and then we have to go back and relearn them and then kind of play them differently sometimes too and like rearrange them for a live scenario. But at the same time, there's like this tension because, and I think a lot of people who write music probably have this, where there's the delay, and in between the delay you're like, I like what I'm playing, but I like the new stuff I'm doing more. So there's all this like other stuff that I'm doing at home that's very different, and I'm like, well, that's not this right now, I guess. But it's still really fun to play it live because it's just fun to play with your friends.
Nice. And you're saying you may be doing some new songs or trying to record some new songs, new recordings. How different or how compared to?
Some of it is rockier, if that makes sense. Like actual like rock music, somewhat?
Rock question mark?
Yeah, exactly. That's the genre, yeah. But like, yeah, the one thing I've noticed is that we're utilizing a lot more distortion than we have in the past. And I think that's incredibly exciting. And
I don't know if you've heard of it. It clips your signal.
It's this obscure effect. Yeah.
Well, and the one we played in our show today, Amateur, is one of the new ones that we're looking forward to putting out on the next release.
Right.
Absolutely. Yeah.
And that one was pretty rocky.
Oh, yeah.
Is this gear situation going to delay it a little bit more?
Yeah, well, we'll see.
We'll see.
Depends on if the way they deal with the bed bugs is with fire.
I have a professional coming into the studio on Wednesday. So.
Okay. Yeah. Like
professional. Have some answers.
Yeah.
Soon.
Right. I heard that the professional is just a dog.
Yes. Yeah. Apparently. Oh, the
bed bugs.
Dog?
Yeah, sniffing.
The dog is not available. Actually.
Oh. It's going to be a cat.
The dog's agent says he's hooked up. It's just going to be some dude. He's going to come sniff the ground or something.
He's
going to
smell.
He's going to smell the place. Like, yeah, that's bed bugs, all right.
He's like, I can smell the blood.
Never bring a dog to do a man's job.
He comes in with like a collar and a leash.
That's right. He's like, got to get in the right mindset to sniff for bugs. I'm sorry. Yeah. The story's getting out of track.
There's a woman with leather holding his leash.
I mean, at least it's just gear and not, because I don't think bed bugs will hang on to amps or something because it's like hot service, right? I don't know how that works.
They start searching. I'm not an expert, but as the pretend expert in the room, they start searching for like food sources and it's a really old building.
Oh, yeah.
So there's all these like little slats in the ground that they can go hide and nest in, and it's gonna be real fun for the dog man, I think. We'll see. Yeah.
All right. You're listening to CITR Radio 101.9 FM. I am live in studio talking to the band Sleuth, who is playing a show
July 8th. At Green Auto.
At Green Auto with
What? Non-Law and from Los Angeles, California. Law Sound Tapes recording artist, Badlands.
And we, before this interview, I played a song from each of those bands. I played a song from What? Called Mingling with the Thorns. I think that's the title track from the brand new record that's coming out August-ish or something? Later, soon, at some point.
And happy birthday to me records.
Yes. And Lon La with a song called Hold Me Down. Off the album Like Before, and Badlands Protect the Night. Yeah, should be a fun show. What can you tell me about Badlands? I think you want to talk.
Badlands are one of my absolute favorites.
They are just such good vibes, such good music, such good art, such good people. Adrian Tenney is the main songwriter for the band, and she's been in a bunch of different Southern California bands over the years, including the band Pangea, and she's also in a bunch of punk bands, including God Equals Genocide and Spoke Nest, and just one of my, like, West Coast music people that is just the most inspiring to me.
And you, I think you were mentioning the last time Badlands played might have been just at a house show.
Yeah, it was at Thor's Palace, I think 8 years ago, maybe more.
So it's been a while.
It's been a while, so it'll be great to have them back here, and they're currently a three-piece.
Excellent.
But their new record, they self-released it, and so this one actually is not on Lost Sound Tapes, but I have put out previous Badlands, and really, really excited for people to get the record here in Vancouver.
Excellent. Sounds good. Looking forward to it. And you say this might be your last show in a while.
Yeah.
Well, there's two reasons for that.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Main one is that I'm going to be a father soon.
Okay.
So I'm going to be taking 6 months off.
Okay.
To deal with that little problem.
You're already
this is recorded,
negative.
This is recorded for posterity for Junior.
And the other is that.
I'm moving, but we'll see. Yeah, I'm moving to Montreal for a little bit. So if you want a show, come bother me.
All right. Yeah. So
see us in 6 months, basically.
Yeah. See you in. Yeah. I mean, I'm sure you'll have a good time. Yeah. Congratulations.
Thank you.
So, Sleuth on CITR, why don't we do the exciting game portion of our programming? And it's a game that, there's a bunch of games, but I've been playing this one over and over again because that's like the easiest to play these days. And I actually, I'll mention it after I play the little theme song here. Wait, where is it? Here we go. From this is a little bumper music from our week, a guest next week, Future Star.
Would you rather?
So, would you rather? Very easy. I mean, you know how the game works, but I actually did just bought a new deck. I've been using a really old deck from, I think I bought it maybe 6 years ago, but it was created even older. And some of the Would You Rather things kind of become questionable. So I'm thinking.
Yeah. Would you rather be in a Cold War bunker or hang out with Yasser Arafat? Well, that's good.
Yeah, like, that's really tough. I don't know.
Strong.
So,
would you rather marry Stalin? Or
yeah, no, pretty much. Yeah.
God, all just references. Stumpers. Yeah. I don't know why.
it just.
I choose Stalin.
It's just like too many references to Home Improvement, the TV show.
Oh, that's.
Right. But well, we'll see how this one is. So, it's very simple. You just maybe one from each person. Just pick a card from it. Take turns, and then just ask the rest of the band. Okay, would you rather question and just answer, and
me including you?
I mean, I can chime in at the end if you don't. Really, if it's really bad, feel free to pick another one. There's no. If you really dislike it,
there. What are the colors? Are there different categories?
I think so. Yeah.
I can go first.
All right, go for it.
I got. Would you rather have vines grow on your skin or tree bark?
Oh, I don't like body horror.
Do I have control over the vines?
Yes.
Ooh. So this is kind of like an X-Men thing.
Yeah, I was kind of picturing like Poison Ivy from Batman. So obviously I'm going with vines.
Right. But if you have tree bark, it doesn't mean you're slightly stronger. Like you can deflect.
That's true.
You can deflect.
I'm going bark.
You can take something, not a bullet, but you can take like.
I've had dry skin. I don't want dry skin.
Yeah. Well. I am extremely clumsy. I'd go with bark.
Vines.
Why did you pick vines? I didn't.
Because they seem cool. Also, okay, with bark, I've had dry skin in the past. That's already nightmarish. I don't need
bark
it.
Bark is worse.
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah.
I chose bark because my villain name would be Avon Barksdale.
But
Julian gets it.
Yeah, of course.
Who doesn't?
Some people haven't watched The Wire.
All right. Somebody else want to ask.
Would you rather design a museum or create the art inside of it?
Hmm.
Oh, that I would rather create the art inside of it easily. Yeah.
Yeah, same. I don't. I did like libraries and archives stuff here at UBC.
Right.
It's fine, but I'd rather be the one doing the stuff in the place right. instead of admin.
Yeah, I'm inclined to agree.
But I guess like design meaning you curate and all that stuff too, though, right?
If you're lucky.
Yeah. But
I was still picking out my card. What was the question?
Oh, would you rather?
Would you rather
design a museum or create the art inside of it?
I definitely want to create the art inside.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Also, it depends on the museum. What kind of museum?
I mean,
if it's
a wax museum,
yeah. A record label person for 20 years, yeah. The realistic answer is probably be the curator because that's right. kind of something I have a lot more experience mm-hmm. with. But
so yeah, like a music genre, like you know, like a pop or whatever, like that place in Seattle,
Mopop
or something, right? I guess it would be fun if it's just like it's. All your music in there. That would be the dream.
Oh yeah,
it's like Dollywood.
Just yeah.
I think I have a good one. Oh, do you want to go, Julian?
No, I'll go first. Yeah. Would you rather sail through the Bermuda Triangle at night or fly through it in a thunderstorm during the day?
Ooh.
Mm-hmm. I gotta look at this
one. Choose sailing at night because I think they found out that it was methane being released from the water that was causing the planes to go down.
Oh, is that what it is?
It's changing the air density.
Interesting. Okay.
If I remember right. Or I'm spouting lies.
That's interesting.
I did.
Sounds real.
You don't hear about people getting lost in the Bermuda Triangle
anymore. They probably fly way too high. Yeah. I just assumed that was never a thing, but maybe I didn't realize that it's actually maybe a reason.
I'd take the boat.
Yeah, I mean, I feel like flying in a storm just seems like a worse idea than, you know, the bad idea anyways.
Right.
I'll take the optimal conditions.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
And at night I don't know if it's any different than in the daytime.
No, it's,
yeah.
It's romantic.
Yeah. Yeah. You can probably see better.
By the moonlight.
Yeah.
I do like this. Would you rather be strapped to the roof of a race car or a monster truck?
Monster truck.
Monster truck.
Monster truck.
Oh,
grave
no.
digger.
Oh, no. The Godzilla thing
they
at the
flip over
the car.
More, though. Monster trucks.
That's, are they doing a...
That's a feature,
at the
not a bug.
Yeah. Well, it's strapped on the roof of it.
Roller coaster, maybe.
What if it lands on the...
But don't
it'll
you
be a quick death?
Like, was it?
That's true.
Roll bars.
So I think, race car like at a like Indy 500 or
yeah.
And so monster truck would be at like an event. Mm-hmm. But don't you always jump over like rings of fire or something? So if you're on top of the truck, that might be kind of you're like going through fire and fire.
I trust
people are really excited when it happens.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, like, if it flips and if the worst case scenario happens, it'll be like spectacular.
Yeah.
I don't think there's a more hardcore way to go.
Yeah.
Seriously.
You know what? I think I've swapped my answer. Yeah.
Also, race car flips too. Those flip. Oh, sorry.
That's
those
true.
Flip
no
too, right?
Yeah,
those
I guess
could
so.
Maybe more catastrophic.
Yeah.
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 Everybody's gone in that case.
More fire is involved.
Yeah. I'm just thinking like how in NASCAR, they're always turning in one direction the whole time. So you're basically just like getting set up to be really dizzy and like leaning to one side for like a while.
That's true.
That doesn't seem very pleasant.
Nope. Miss
also,
you that.
Also, I bet you people would pay to do either of these things. There are people out there who would want to be strapped on top of a race car. Yeah. Some people, you know, whereas we looked at it, it's like, I don't really don't want to do either, but people would be like, oh my God, where do I sign up for one? This is like the dream. would you rather? Do you want to do one more? Or maybe I can pull one.
Yeah, you can.
See how it goes and see how, maybe an orange to see. Let's go wild and see. This one is like super obvious. It is interesting that I pull this one. Would you rather be able to fly or breathe underwater?
Ooh, is that obvious?
Well, not obvious. I mean, like a very common. The old one was to fly or be invisible. I think that's like the most common would you rather one. But this is not obvious. Yeah, I meant like. But then they changed it though. Breathe underwater.
Definitely breathe underwater for me. I was just reading something about how there's more like volume underwater than there is, you know, in the atmosphere.
Mm. But if you can you fly into space?
Well, I can't breathe. I don't know.
There is no limits, Jess.
Yeah.
Well, you can just put on like an astronaut suit and go into space, right?
That's true.
I don't know.
Yeah. I just feel flying is very unsafe. What if you get hit by like a drone or something? Like, there's just so much stuff in the sky.
It's a pretty big place. I think it can hit you.
Also, you would have to go really far and really long before you run into anything interesting if you leave the planet.
Yeah. You may not have enough air, to be honest.
Yeah, that's fair.
I would choose definitely underwater.
Yeah, you scuba dive.
I scuba dive, so.
Okay.
Yeah, it would be nice to not have to go back up.
How often, is that a thing that you do quite a bit, you like doing?
I'd like to do it more, but it's kind of an expensive hobby. Right.
Is it to, like, you get to see, like, life, like fish and stuff, or is it just to get under?
Yeah, there's lots of, most of the fish seem to live pretty close to the surface, so actually you don't have to go down very far. But BC is one of the nicest places to scuba dive in the world during the winter time when it's clear. Lots of life, lots of anemones, especially after White Cliff and Porto Cove. And you get to the hobby you get to take around the world. You get to go down to the south and do some brighter looking places.
How long do you go down for usually in the water? Like an hour?
20 minutes. 20 minutes. You come up for an hour and then you go down for another 20 minutes.
Oh, you have to come up for an hour?
Yeah.
Is it just
to release the nitrogen from
the lens?
Okay. right. Okay. I remember that from some movies now. Okay.
Yeah, one of my favorite movies is The Big Blue, and it's all about like free diving where they just hold their breath and they go all the way down to the bottom and then they just somehow go all the way back up. It's crazy.
Big Blue?
Not the one about the...
That's the
one about the genetically modified sharks? Not that one?
Deep Blue.
That's
Deep Blue.
That's Deep Blue.
Deep Blue Sea. Is it Deep Blue Sea?
Deep Blue Sea, I think.
Yeah.
By the way, I would rather fly because I got places to be.
You just gotta get.
That's fair.
Yeah.
Never really mentioned how fast you'd be flying. But
yeah. What if you go incredibly slow?
I would be happy with like double walking speed. Even if it was just that fast, I would be happy with that.
Right.
Yeah.
I might change my answer because my feet are always sore.
Just a bit of hovering, that's not bad, actually.
Even a couple inches off the ground.
Dr. Manhattan everywhere.
I think about that.
Yeah.
you don't have to go terminal velocity. If you
We don't know this.
Yeah.
I won't go very high because I'm afraid of heights. And I feel like I wouldn't go very high. I'll still be kind of scared. I mean, eventually I'll pop.
They might.
But for the first, for the first month, I'll probably just be like, who's that guy flying really low?
3 inches above the ground, being like, I don't know.
Just practicing, yeah.
I don't know which one I'd pick because I can't swim, so if I learned how to breathe underwater, it would be like a total reach.
Just sinking every
time. Yeah, it would be a total reach.
Well, hey, there's no pressure anymore.
Yeah, there's no pressure to come back up.
Yeah,
I would have to completely reconfigure my whole sense of reality.
Yeah.
But I'm also afraid of heights. I'm very much a land dweller. I think I would probably choose flying.
Yeah, right.
Because, my feet also hurt sometimes. Yeah. I like this.
That's a good one. I never thought of it.
And I can't drive.
We're pragmatic. If nothing else, we're pragmatic.
Yeah. And that's how you play it. Would you rather? Yeah, interesting new deck. I'm so, because I was kind of sick of the old question too. So this has been fun. Sleuth live on Thunderbird Radio Hell on CITR 101.9 FM. If you're just tuning in right now, you missed a fantastic live performance from the band Sleuth. But never fear, we have on the CITR website, go to CITR.ca. You can listen to this program and every other program on CITR. And you can listen to the performance. Well, not immediately, but after this is over, you can go on the website in a couple hours and look for Sleuth or Thunderbird Radio Hell on the front page. You'll be able to listen to the performance and this interview and play along with Would You Rather as well. Sleuth, anything else you would like to add? Remind us when the show is again.
Yes, July 8th. Is that
what day of the week is that?
Oh. That's a great question.
I think it's a Monday.
I think it is a Monday.
It's a cruel Monday. Yeah. Nice. But we are going on first, so
yes,
you don't have to stay up as late necessarily.
Right on.
I mean, you have to stay for the whole thing. But yes. We're starting soon.
Yeah.
Don't come fashionably late.
Yeah, don't come fashionably late because I'm leaving and Oliver's about to be a dad.
Stephanie, stop messaging me. I love our child. I do not consider it a problem.
I was trying to be cool on the radio. I don't know.
And how do people get a hold of the band? The Bandcamp site best, or just do a search for Sleuth Bandcamp?
There's the Bandcamp, which is, I think, what is it?
Sleuth.bandcamp.
Yeah, go on.
Sleuth.bandcamp.com.
I respond most often to Instagram, the fastest anyway, so that would be Sleuth the Band on Instagram.
You can follow Lost Sound Tapes as well, at Lost Sound Tapes everywhere.
Last April, I actually released a solo album as well, so I have my own.
Yeah.
Yeah, that would be julianbowers.bandcamp.com. That's where it's currently up. And I'm going to be remastering it pretty soon, eventually it'll be on Apple and Spotify, hopefully later in the month as well.
Okay.
But, yeah.
It's beautiful.
It's a banger.
Oh, thank you.
Excellent. I'll give that a listen, yeah. All right. Thank you so much for being on the program.
Thank you for having us.
Coming up next at 11 o'clock is Copy and Paste. Stay tuned for Copy and Paste. And as I mentioned, next week, live in studio, we have Future Star Thursday night at 9 p.m. Live from Thunderbird Radio Hell.
Watching the world go by from a bird's eye view. I do, I do, I love watching the world.